Auckland's basement theatre has long been an important part of the city's theatre scene, not least for promoting New Zealand material and encouraging exciting young talent. Now, Executive Director Elise Sturback is about to step down after 7 challenging years driving the basement. 7 years of highs and lows, including the last challenging year trying to maintain theatre during a pandemic. I asked Elise Sturback how much of her decision to leave was affected by a pretty tough year.
It is interesting timing, but actually I made the decision well before COVID hit. And I really didn't want people to see it as connected to that, because it's not. For me, it's just about 7.5 years and the time is to move on. Yeah, I feel quite confident about what we've managed to figure out this year and how we can move forward and operate in this environment. And we're back open again. It's lovely to be in level one. I actually first started in 2013 as the basement's first ever marketing manager part-time, and that was around the time where the founder, Charlie McDermott, was planning on moving on soon. So he sort of indicated that to me and invited me to come and join the team with the hopes that I might, I think, end up in this position.
When you took over, I mean, was the purpose of the exercise to kind of maintain a thing that was working okay, or was it to change the direction in some ways?
I think it's been really interesting to just see Basement go through different phases that an organisation does go through. So when I joined, it was very much, Basement had been going for about 5 years, but it was very much still in that kind of establishment phase. I mean, you know, they basically opened a theatre in what was essentially a kind of actual basement, so not much was in there at all, but it was all very sort of underground and rugged. So I think what I maybe have seen in the time that I've been in the role is we've been able to settle in a bit more, become a bit more of a professional space, but also become a much more accessible and open and in a space that a lot more people are aware of, which is really exciting.
When you finally felt that you'd got your feet under the table, so to speak, what did you see as the priorities of your job? Was it to build up audiences, or was it to build up the artistic content?
I think Basement, first and foremost, and will always be a space that is there to serve artists. So that's always been at the forefront of my work there. But as the marketing manager for a time, I really bring in an appreciation of the role that audiences play in a live performance piece. You know, you can't have our space without artists, but you also can't have it without audiences. So It's been a real mission of mine to grow the engagement of Auckland audiences in particular into live performance, because I think it's a really underappreciated art form. When we sort of zoom out and look at the legacy of work and live performance that's happened in Auckland, and I know there was a really interesting piece on that done by RNZ a little while back, but I noticed that before the Basement came along, there wasn't an easy way in to the industry. There wasn't a place for independent and emerging practitioners to go to experiment and to practice their craft. So I think by providing that platform and making it really affordable and helping upskill people along the way during their experience of putting on a show, we've been able to see a huge burgeoning of new work, and that's been our real mission through this time. And in some ways, I think we've been sort of over-successful in that and are now kind of having to grapple with what that means.
In what way?
Well, in that there's some really core issues to solve about making artistic careers sustainable. So by kind of making it too easy for everyone to get involved, we've sort of created an opportunity to fail financially, I think, which we really want to address going forward.
I know that it's always been referred to as a place where emerging talent can cut their teeth, and you're not just talking about performers, but also writers as well. And one of the manifestations of that is the Snort Improv Show. Was that one of your initiatives, or had it been going for a while by the time you got there?
It started about the same time that I joined, actually. I wouldn't take credit for it, but It's really amazing to see that troop of performers and how their careers have been enabled by having a platform like Basement to try out an idea like Snort that they had and develop a following and do that every week for 5 years or more. People like Tom Sainsbury and Chris Parker in particular, and Laura Daniels, you know, I've really seen how they've been able to use that following to take the next steps in their career. And it's really exciting to see some of their audience come along to some of their other more theatrical shows that maybe they wouldn't have.
I think if you want to know how important the Snort Improv show has been, you just go to any New Zealand comedy film or comedy TV thing, and half of the cast really come from that background, don't they?
That's right. I think Baby Dunn, seeing that film recently, you know, I love it because I just see basement faces popping up all over the show. And actually, I'll say that it was written by my original colleague of mine, Sophie Henderson, who was the first programmer at Basement.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I mean, yeah. Looking at the stuff that has come out of the Basement, I mean, one year it was 90% New Zealand plays, New Zealand creations.
That's right. Yeah, we've always striven to be the platform for local work, and I think that's a gap we've really helped fill, because there's a lot of barriers to writing a piece and then getting it staged. I think with some of the larger companies in our industry, that piece needs to achieve a certain level of polish before it can reach an audience. So it's great to have a space that people can experiment a bit more, I think, yeah.
How much say did you have in the picking of the material, and once the material had been picked, to get it match fit sort of thing?
I think that's actually maybe a common misconception that we have as a space, because we operate a lot more like a fringe festival where we try to be as open a platform as possible. We have a programmer who selects the shows that go on in our space, and we, as a full team, try to work with them to provide opportunities for development. But it's very much an artist-led, quite self-empowered journey in that way, I think, because we support the artists to develop their own work and to seek the resources they need to do that.
Of all the shows that have been on at the Basement, Elise, I mean, what are the ones that you look back on with most fondness?
That's a good question, and there's been so many. I have to say I really enjoy our annual Christmas show. I've had a role in producing that each year, and I think I love it because it's so silly. We had one called Jesus Christ Part 2, which was a sort of parody of Jesus Christ Superstar, working with comedians on those shows, and this year we're doing a kind of really naughty cabaret. I love Basement because it's the kind of space where you can say things and you can be naughty in a way that you just couldn't get away with anywhere else.
I know that these days there's a lot of emphasis, particularly in independent drama of all sorts, on getting the diversity balance right. I mean, is that a thing that was becoming important to you, or was it always important for the Basement?
Yeah, that's something I feel proud to have supported in my time here. It's always been a really important focus for me. When I first came on, we were in that establishment phase, and it was really hard to think about even just value-based goals like that, where we were just trying to figure out how to keep the doors open and how to not have the place burned down. So it was so key for me to get us out of that mode and into a mode where we felt safe and settled as an organisation, so that we could tackle the even bigger challenges. It's become our kind of core focus, but I think we're in a place where we're ready to do that work. There's a lot of advocacy work involved in that. It's how we operate as a space, but it's also how we look at how our whole industry operates and how we fund things.
I know that this year has been, I mean, calling it challenging I think is flattering. It's been a disaster in a lot of ways, hasn't it, for you and a whole lot of other theatre groups as well. I mean, how did you tackle it? It must have been a nightmare.
Yeah, it definitely had its moments. And it was unlike anything I could ever have expected to encounter in my role there. But what we decided in the end was to close for 6 months. And that was major. Initially in March, when it first happened, we just took stock of it and realised that there was kind of more going on in our society at that time that needed to be addressed. So it was more about what was going on in the healthcare sector and in other sectors. And it was okay for our sector perhaps to take a breath and not need to respond instantly. So that's where we started from. And our first thought was around the care of our artist community that we feel very responsible for, so we did a lot of communication with them. But in terms of a public level, we didn't have much to offer, and we did run some artist residencies during that time, and it was actually a really fruitful period for reflection and actually stopping some ways of working that I think haven't been serving us. I mean, Basement, we have 60 to 100 events every year, and hundreds and hundreds of artists coming through the space every year. So it has been a bit of a hamster wheel ever since we opened the doors. And it really hit me to think, gosh, we have never not had 6 months of programming lined up, ready to go.
What was it like getting back in after 6 months off? That must have been...
we were all a bit rusty, I have to say. We'd sort of forgotten how everything worked. But I think that was really helpful because we were able to approach things with fresh eyes. And coming back to it, it was just amazing to be in the space again and have people come in and actually be reminded that we still value live, in fact, maybe now more than ever.
I see that you're involved in the seeking of a replacement, and you're doing this in a rather novel way. I mean, you're not even called headhunters, are you, this group?
Our board has recruited a group of heart hunters to find my replacement, and I started conversations really early on with the board about my desire to leave at the start of this year before everything went Pete Tong. But I wanted to ensure that there was the space to carry out the process in a new way than you'd usually approach recruitment.
Well, does that imply that there was something wrong with the way in which it was run before and you had to come up with a completely novel way of dealing with it?
I think recruitment processes are always, you get the notice that someone's leaving and then you've got to scramble, really, and then take whoever's offering themselves at the time. But I just wanted to enable a deeper process where we could really take the time to engage with a whole range of people who might be considering putting themselves forward. And I'm really excited about the approach that the Heart Hunters have developed to let the interview process even be led by the interviewee so they can design their own way to engage with our team in a way that feels safe to them. And we're also bringing in a whole panel of community members so that our artistic community is also involved in choosing that person who's going to steer the ship. And I have faith that it's going to help us find someone quite special who can take all of our dreams and goals that we have to the next level.
That's Elise Sturback, the outgoing executive director of Auckland's Basement Theatre.